Hey, Fit Family, it's Coach Rye from Team Flex. You're on my podcast, Rye Ram Radio. If you haven't been on my show before, this is basically where we talk about goals. We talk about achieving them. We talk about accomplishing. We talk about whatever the fuck it takes to get shit done. I ask you one favor, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of people like this show. It helps a lot of people out. So help me out by sharing it. All right, that's all I ask. Take a screenshot of wherever you're listening to it. Tag me. Put it at Team Flex, Team FFLEX. And, you know, just shout me out. Tell people how much you like it. Tell people to listen to it because it does help people. And my goal is to help people. And then when you help me, we get to help more people together. Thank you. It is Rye Ram fucking Radio. Monday fucking morning, everybody. Wake up. Get your asses up. Wake up. Come on. Fucking day, everybody. Damn, that song, that intro theme, you know, I love that shit. Tell me if you like that thing, all right? You know, send me a DM or a comment somewhere if you like the intro to Rye Ram Radio. All right, let's talk, fam. We're talking about goals like we always are. And one thing that I want to talk about specifically that kind of comes up is progress. All right, progress comes up with literally any goal, okay? Because if it's weight loss, you know, you're expecting some form of progress, usually in weight loss, usually in body fat, usually in inches going down, things like that. If you're, you know, trying to build muscle, you might be looking at, all right, how strong am I getting? Is my muscle growing? Is that tape starting to bend because I'm putting it on my bicep and flexing it, right? Shit like that. But also it goes far beyond your fitness goals, right? If you set any kind of goal, you're expecting some type of progress. Say I want to save some more money. Well, you expect that money to be going up. You expect if you say you want to get a new job or, you know, you're building your career, that things are happening in that direction. But the interesting thing about progress, my fam, my friends, everybody listening out there, is that people somewhat forget that it's not a linear fucking thing. Progress does not go straight up and down. There is no really, you know, direct path to the end game destination. And that's kind of what we talked about a little bit last week, you know, taking other roads and other options if you got a goal and things are stalling out on you. But today I want to talk specifically more about this kind of idea of what progress really is. Is it actually metrics? Is it actually numbers? Is it actually a linear trajectory that we can look at and we can see and we can say, all right, today I saw this, so that's good. I'm going the right way. You know, because it's not really in the metric sense of looking at things, looking at scales, looking at pictures, looking at weight tapes, looking at all these different things and saying, is that really what progress is? No. To me, fam, what I really think of progress is a kind of different thought, a kind of different approach. But, you know, the truth is I've done a lot of shit, coached a lot of people, and anytime you get this type of mindset, you become invincible. So what if progress was not actually just a scale? What if progress wasn't a metric of weight lifted? Another fucking thing on the, you know, the fridge, a magnet to put on the fridge, right? Another kind of global goal, another indicator that you were on the right path, another metric that said, yeah, we're going the right way. Fucking good job, thumbs up. What if progress was none of these things? What if progress wasn't a grade or a scale or any type of thing that you could measure? What if progress instead became actions you took towards whatever that goal was that you were trying to achieve? And think about what I just said. Progress. What if it wasn't a metric? What if it was nothing you could track? What if it was instead this idea that you took an action towards that goal today? And so what does this even mean, right? What the fuck are you saying? If you gotta lose weight, you wanna burn some body fat, what if it wasn't about the metric on the scale and if it went down or not that day? What if it was instead that, hey, you know what? You fucking worked out. You went and did something. You took an action. You went and ate better for that day. You hit your water intake for that day. You did things that you know support actually achieving and actually attaining that goal. What if progress instead was measured by action and not by metrics, not by everything else in the world that you all look at progress for? What if it was just actions and every day you took another step, you took another approach, you did the shit that you were supposed to fucking do? What if that was how you viewed progress? Because I tell you what, if you start viewing progress in this way, you become inevitably fucking invincible. You'll achieve any damn goal that gets in front of you, no matter what it is, no matter how crazy it seems. And that all comes from the shift in a mindset. This comes from the shift to saying, progress doesn't matter on a metrical scale, you know, because if you look at the metrics, you're just going to be crying most of the time. Progress comes from the action. Progress comes from doing. And if you wake up every day and you say, I'm going to do, I'm going to take steps, I'm going to take actions, I'm going to do these things no matter what the fucking metrics say, then all of a sudden, you're there. You're doing it. You're winning it. You're making that goal a reality. And that's what we're all fucking here for, isn't it? But people don't see progress this way. People don't look at it this way. Tell you what, you guys, I've been a fitness coach a very long time, been a business coach. You know, also, I've done a lot of other kind of coachings and, you know, I don't know what the fuck. I've always been a trainer of some sort, it seems. And really what I've seen, no matter what, in anything you're setting a goal with, anything you're tracking, anything you can measure, is people get so hung up on the fucking numbers. I swear. I've seen the client 1,000 times, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that has a weight loss goal. Maybe it's contest prep or something like that. And they're killing it all week. They hit every workout. They do every single workout they gotta do. They do every single, you know, macro down to the fucking T. They're getting their sleep. They're getting the water. They're doing everything right. And then there comes check-in day. Comes the day you step in on the scale and see how things are going. This kind of fucking, you know, this magical scale that tells you if you're doing the right thing or not. And if it doesn't say exactly what you wanted it to say, if it doesn't say more than you thought it should, and God forbid that it goes the wrong way, all of everything that person did went to shit at that point. I see people that think they need to change their coaches at certain points because, you know, the scale didn't go down for a check-in. I see people that, you know, are out there that say they got to change your entire diet approach because that scale didn't go down for that check-in. I see people that say they got to stop training a certain way because that scale didn't go down for that check-in. I see people freak the motherfucking shit out because they didn't see what they wanted on a fucking little machine. So you take that same person that did everything perfect, they did everything the right way all fucking week. Is there any question that if they did that again the next week, and the week after that, and the week after that, and they continued to fucking do that, that they wouldn't get where they wanted to be regardless? Is this a question? Do we question if somebody can actually become successful if they do actions every fucking day? Do we question this shit? No, we don't. We know. Every single one of you, all of you know, if you did the shit that it took and you did every single fucking day, you're gonna get there no matter what. It might not be in a week, might not be in a month, might not be a fucking year, but you will get there if you do actions. So why do we as people get so caught up in these stupid fucking metrics? The metrics will kill you. You will kill yourself on a fucking metric, but you will not do the right shit long enough to see the success happen because you don't focus on the actions. It blows my fucking mind, everybody. So I want to invite you, all you out here listening right now. What if you took this week? It's fucking Monday. It's Ryrant motherfucking Monday. Tag it. Hashtag me when you screenshot this and you post it because it's lighting your fucking ass up right now. I want to challenge you for 1 week. This week, it's Monday now. Do it to next Monday. Focus on progress as the action. Progress, action is the progress. How about that? Action is the fucking progress. It's not these damn measure tapes. It's not these fucking weights. It's not these plates. It's not these macros. It's not these fucking metrics. Progress is the action of your fucking success, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to see you do it. I want to see you take this approach all week in your mind. Start right now. Think about the actions you got to do today. What are you going to do today to get you closer to where you want to be today? Don't fucking think about tomorrow. You do the same shit when we get there, but we ain't there yet. Don't be thinking about that check-in and if the scale's gonna go down in a week. Don't be thinking about any of this bullshit. Think about the actions. Think about what you're gonna do today that will get you closer. And that's it. And then wake up tomorrow and you do that shit again. And you wake up fucking Wednesday and you do that shit again. You wake up fucking Thursday and you do that shit again. You focus on the actions. And every single time you achieve one, every single action you take that you achieve, fucking party about it. Fucking have a celebration in your mind. A success fucking celebration. Because you just got another step closer. You just got another step further. You're just gonna be there soon if you keep doing this shit the way you're supposed to be doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, progress, it's not a fucking metric. It is an action. And reward your damn self when you complete these actions. Think about it in your mind. It's a celebration. It's a cause to be excited, to be motivated, to know that you just moved closer, to know that you're getting further, to know that no matter what, if you keep doing this shit, you stay on the right track, you will be there. You will be successful. Your success then becomes inevitable. It's fucking guaranteed. If you take action and you start viewing progress as actions, you're gonna be there. I fucking promise you, no matter who you are, no matter what goal you got, no matter if you think you can do it. And I'm dead fucking serious about this challenge. If you're doing this challenge, screenshot right now, post this shit on your stories, tag at Team Flex. I want to see your mindset shift. I want to watch. Because I'm going to see a bunch of you that do this. And there's probably only like 12 out of 1,000 of you that will actually do it. But I'm going to see your mindset shift. By the end of the week, you're going to feel like a whole fucking different person. Start making actions your progress.